Well, no time like the present to answer today's GeoQuiz. The answer is Rosario. The Argentine city has erected a new monument to its best-known native son, Ernesto Che Guevara. Ian Mount tells us how it all came about.
It seemed like a paradox, very strange, that there was no monument to Che in Argentina.
That's Buenos Aires artist Andrés Cerneri. 3 years ago, Cerneri came up with the idea of a people's monument to Che Guevara. So he designed a statue and called for donations of bronze keys to melt for the sculpture. Over 14,000 people from around the world sent keys, some 6,600 pounds of bronze. Cerneri asked every donor to vote where the monument should be installed. Buenos Aires came in third. A small town where the young Guevara used to recover from asthma was second, and Che's birthplace of Rosario took the gold, or the bronze, really. Again, Cerneri.
Normalmente el poder elige a quien hay que...
Normally, the powers that be choose who to honor and force that on the people. The idea here was to do it in the opposite way.
A caravan of 2,000 people in 50 buses came from Buenos Aires to take part in the dedication of the statue in the newly baptized Plaza Ernesto Che Guevara. Che's daughter, Aleida, was there, as were local politicians in Cerneri. And, this being Argentina, a crew of local soccer fans adapted a soccer chant for the occasion. Beyond the festivities, however, Argentina has never fully embraced Guevara. While some Rosario residents support the statue and Guevara's ideas, others find his revolutionary rhetoric uncomfortable, and others don't care. They just hope the statue will help the city economically. Taxi driver Enzo Lemos said the statue should help revive Che's history for those who don't know it, and he thinks it will generate some tourist money. Standing across the corner from the monument, Socorro, a housewife, has another take on the statue. It's not revolutionary enough.
Pierde la fuerza porque no es la representación de un soldado.
The statue doesn't show Che's power because it doesn't portray him as a soldier with a gun, she says. And a few blocks away, clothing store owner Susana Menares repeats a common Argentine refrain. Guevara should have used his talents to help his own country, not Cuba.
No nos gusta, por ejemplo, ese régimen que es el que tiene Castro, ¿viste?
We don't like the politics of Castro, she says. The majority of us don't agree with them. And Che didn't do anything for our country, for himself, for other things, but not for us.
Hizo algo por él para otras cosas, pero no para nosotros.
For Cerneri, the simple fact that the statue exists in a public place suggests a sea change in Argentina, towards at least accepting, if not embracing, Guevara as one of its own.
Quizás en la Argentina haya más gente que no le guste a la que le guste.
It's possible that in Argentina there are more people who dislike him than people who like him. But in recent years, that's been changing. For those who are a little frightened by Che, at 80 years of age, his image is a little more acceptable, because at this point, the man is definitely dead.
For the world, this is Ian Mount in Rosario.